Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Evan Transu on the line, and he is host of the Health Detective podcast by Functional Diagnostic Nutrition, also known as FDN. Evan, hey, just want to say first off, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. That is an awesome intro, by the way. Like, we need to step up our game on our side. That was amazing. Thank you.
Too kind. I'll give Jai and the production team all the credit on that one. But to get this episode started, we're going to get started the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Evan, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Evan, what mission matters to you?
The main mission that I follow both in my personal life and with Functional Diagnostic Nutrition, where I do the podcast, is leveling the playing field around physical and mental health. So when I say leveling the playing field, I mean making sure that people have all their options. Myself, my mom, many of the people that went through our course, they went to Western medicine, and we like Western medicine. There's nothing wrong with it, but it didn't work completely or sometimes at all for what those people dealt with. And so leveling the playing field to me is making sure that they know all the options, knowing that, yes, you could take a medication for this disease, Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so, but there's also this diet. There's also this supplement program. There's this lifestyle modification. So it's leveling the playing field really around physical and mental health, making sure people have all those options.
Yeah, it's awesome. And for the and again, great having you on. And for those that have been watching the show or listening for a long time, they may remember FDN. We've had Reed on the show. We've had Jennifer Woodward. I'm going to get Kay Marie one day. She might be watching this, and she does a lot of the great marketing and things that they do over there. So awesome to have you on. Another great advocate and individual that's had a wonderful experience with FDN, the program, the course. And also really now what I find interesting is I didn't even know. I've probably had Reed on in the show at least twice over the years. I didn't even know the podcast was out there. I'm like, Reed, you're holding out on me, man. What's going on with that? Right?
Yeah. We've been running it for about 2 years. Wow. It was only really the last 7-8 months, though, that we shifted over to the course. We had it going for something separate, and I'm guessing that's why when he comes on here, he wouldn't probably have talked about that. So yeah, now we're focused on the course and bringing in these stories of people who have had incredible transformations, both in their health and business. It's mostly health, but the business side we talk about as well. And yeah, hopefully he talks about it next time. Come on, Reed.
Yeah, come on. Well, actually, now I feel better. That's exactly probably why he didn't. He's tactful. So jumping around a bit here, I do want to, we'll talk a little bit more about FDN, of course. We're 100% going to spend time on your podcast because I know you're doing powerful work over there, and I definitely want my audience to check that out and to subscribe. But I guess just to get us kicked off, I'm curious. So how did you come about really getting introduced to FDN and really the whole program?
Yeah, the summarized version of it is, of course, like I had already mentioned before, my mom and I dealt with a lot of physical and mental health issues. So it was always something present in my life. And at around 18 years old, I started to realize that this didn't make any sense. I will never forget that at 16 years old, I was in my science class at high school. And it's not like I did anything about it at the time, but I remember the teacher talking to us about natural selection. And when that came into the light that day, what he was saying is, oh, well, the people in this class, you guys have the best of the best genetics. This is how you got to where you're at today. Best of the best genes, survival of the fittest. Now, I'm looking around, Adam. I got cystic acne at the time. I feel like hell. This person's like 200 pounds overweight. That person needs an inhaler. She's on a lifelong medication. I'm not making fun of any of these people.
Yeah, I know,
right? Just making sure. I talked about myself as well. But I'm like, this is the best of the best genetics? And that planted a seed that maybe this narrative didn't really make sense, or at least I'm missing something. So at 18, I got diagnosed with what I was told was an incurable disease. And out of all the things that I had dealt with, this was the main one that really scared me. Because when I went online, the first thing that I found about it was suicide prevention forums for the people that dealt with this condition. And that was, I'm 18 years old. That was humbling. And I realized this can't be happening. There's got to be something else here. Now, thankfully, I don't have the symptoms of that anymore. But to answer your question of how that led to FDN, it was really that diagnosis that made me start studying alternative health, natural means. And I used multiple naturopathic doctors in my local area, as well as other functional practitioners. These were great people. Their heart was in the right place. They couldn't really get me to where I wanted to go. And this is something that happens to people. Not only does Western medicine not work, a lot of the times natural and functional doesn't work. So I needed a different approach. Well, I convinced my best friend to go out to California with me. I'm from Pennsylvania. And the reason we went to California, as funny as this might sound to some of the audience, is because if you ask me or anyone else probably in the United States, like, where are all the hippies at? Well, they're on the West Coast, right? So I figured the hippies would know something about natural health, and I knew it was working. It just wasn't working as well as I needed it. So we go across to California, $1,200 between both of us. His car's got like 90,000 miles on it, hasn't been inspected. We're flying across the country, no plan, no place to live. We slept in the car a lot of the times and also various Airbnbs that we could figure out and afford. But my point is, I knew that there was health people out there, and I started going to random health meetups, meetings, all these different things. And sure enough, I found this woman who is still a part of FDN to this day. And she was speaking in a coffee shop to about 20, 30 people. And when I heard her story, I'm learning about Hashimoto's thyroiditis, very common autoimmune disease, skin cancer, and most importantly, the fact that she no longer dealt with these conditions. So I figured if someone could overcome that stuff, I could overcome this. And I wanted to know naturally, well, what did she do? Sure enough, she went through the FDN course and she contributed that to the most, the bulk of her success. I had myself signed up about a week or two later. I called my mom. I told her, hey, I want this to be my version of college because I only went to a semester and a half of community college. And my parents actually were nice enough to pay for the course for me to go through it. And sure enough, here I am 5.5 years later, and somehow they now let me do podcasts for them.
What an amazing story and what an amazing journey. Sounds kind of like a movie to me, like you're going across to connect with other individuals and healers to really find and going across country. No, I mean, this is a true hero's journey.
I was trying to figure it out, man. And I was, when you are, I think what happens in natural health or many things in life, really, if you're struggling for a while and you find anything that moves the needle 5%. And I did find that. I took some supplements. I changed my diet. I had moved the needle probably more than 5, 10%, but I couldn't get to where I wanted to go. That was the first time in all these years that I had had hope. I was experiencing hope again. I can figure this out. I would have done whatever it would have taken to get better. I just needed someone that could get me there. And yeah, so it's a funny story looking back. It's a cool one, but it really was just that drive and that focus. No matter how I need to do this, I'm going to do this because I know I'm right. I know I don't need this disease.
And as I hear your story, I'm sure that there are many others out there with similar stories. So they've been through, you know, quite a few things. They've been through maybe some of the natural rounds of medication or things. And I don't mean for a particular disease or thing. I just mean in general, whatever their thing is. And they've gone through some of the basics. Their doctor said, hey, take this pill, or hey, do this, or hey, in your case, it's incurable. And then they're out there searching. Like as they're out there searching, I think one of the challenges there is exactly what you said. So that bit of hope that might be out there, and it might lead you down some paths that aren't even necessarily the right ones. So I'm interested, as you kind of hit on FDN, like how you knew that that was something that was going to be something that was going to be worth your time and just something that made you want to go back to your parents and say, hey, I have to do this.
Sure. I think it was that hope that was inspired in me that day by listening to this woman's story, even though my diagnosis of the disease I had was called Meniere's disease. Mm-hmm. And it's not skin cancer. It's not Hashimoto's thyroiditis. But I knew enough to know that when that woman was speaking in that coffee shop, I knew those things shouldn't go away, and they definitely shouldn't go away through these natural means, right? That's just woo-woo stuff. That doesn't work. I didn't care what she was selling. I wanted to know what she did because I believed her. She looked vibrant. She had energy. She looked good. I was like, all right, this is a healthy person, man. You can't really fake that. Yeah. And so it was, she could have told me she did anything. She could have told me I went to college for this specific degree. I did this course. I tried this diet. Mm-hmm. I would have done anything that she said because there was something practically that connected there just from her telling her story. But also intuitively, I knew about 4 or 5 minutes into listening to that presentation, I'm like, damn, this is why I came to California. I am 100% positive of that. So I actually didn't know much about the course. I think I only got on one other call with her. We met up for lunch too. I mean, she was talking to me about lab testing, objective data. I'm like, yeah. Okay. Where do I sign up? Right. Yeah. I just want to know what I need to do.
So take me through. Okay, so now you found FDN, right? Like, take me through, and I don't want to. Maybe the process or the course or things could be a little bit different now than they were then. But in general, like, take me through what it looked like. What were the next steps after that? And the reason I ask this too is because I know there'll be some people that watch this that are like, okay, like they may be in a similar situation and they're thinking, okay, but like, how does all this work, right?
Sure, it's fairly similar. So I'll speak about it in the way that it is now, because why would I omit those things? So when you go through the course, it's 100% self-paced. That's the best part. You can start this January 1st. You could start it July 7th. We are always ready for you at any time. But what's interesting about this is that doesn't mean that you're alone and left in the dust, because there's plenty of self-paced courses out there that you can do. But because they allow you to start at any time, of course, there's not external support, because they wouldn't be able to guarantee that. Yeah. Thankfully, we have a large enough community at this time that we are able to do that. Mm-hmm. When someone joins the course, from day one, they have access to our trainee-only Facebook group. So it's not just a bunch of trainees running around, you know, confusing each other. We also have the staff. We have myself and Reed Davis, the founder of FDN, in there. But there are no graduates that aren't staff. We don't want that. We have a separate group for it. It's just for people that are on your journey with you as you're experiencing the course. So you have group mentorship from day one. There are two live calls in there every single week, one with an FDN mentor and one with Reed Davis himself. So, I mean, think about this. This guy is almost 70 years old. He's been doing this for decades. He could have retired a while ago, and he still hops in live with the trainees just to help them out and make sure they're guided properly. We have plenty of staff to do this. So it's pretty cool. It's amazing to me that he cares that much to actually do this. But you will get that group support. You could ask a question on a Sunday afternoon. You could ask Tuesday morning. It doesn't matter. We're always there to help you, and we'll answer promptly, or quickly, I guess is a better word. And so you have those live calls as well. Then as you're going through the course, there is going to be a good chunk of time where, with the exception of the mentorship in the group setting, you are going to be doing this by yourself. You're going to go through the modules. There's quizzes after every single one, and you can take those unlimited amounts of times. That's not really where we're testing you for graduating. So that's more for making sure you know the information and truly understand it. If you graduate on the average time frame that most people do, which right now, Reed told me this the other day, it's 8.3 months. So it's very specific, but it's 8.3 months is how fast people graduate. About 6 months of that would be dedicated to self-study with the addition of the group mentorship. Then those last 2 months are going to be one-on-one mentorship and your practicals. So remember, you would have went through a bunch of quizzes. You went through like over 100 hours of course content. Yeah. There is not a lot of fluff in the world of FDN. Reed is similar to me. We're not particularly fond of formalities. I mean, you hear about his background for like an hour and then you're learning about biochemistry. So you kind of just jump right into it and really get to learn the fun stuff that you came to learn. And you'll get about 99, 100 hours of that, if not more at this point. When you're doing the practicals, you will get that one-on-one support. You also, coolest part about FDN, in my opinion, is that you get lab tests included in the course of your tuition. You are running those tests on yourself in the beginning, and then once you get to the time that you're working with your mentors, the first sessions that you do, there's about three or four of them, are called the R&R sessions. It's results and recommendations. During those R&R sessions, you will actually be learning from your mentor what your specific lab results mean. Wow. So you're having all these wonderful connections made where all the things that you learned are combining with the mentorship, except you're talking about yourself. And not only are you going to be able to get healthier because of this, because most people that go through FDN want to improve their health, that's pretty much par for the course. But now you're, again, you're giving real life examples to the things that you've just been learning for the last 6 months, roughly. Then the practicals continue on and you're doing some more tricky things. You are going to get mock clients where they sent you the lab work beforehand and you're going to basically be treating your mentor as if they are a client. So now you're really getting the hands-on experience. And once we train you on that for the next couple of months, because practicals is pretty much all you're doing, the final things are going to be a very, very long written final, which is open book, but don't let that trick you. Reed's not letting you get away with that one. It takes a while. And then the verbal final, which is a about 90-minute thing. It's a little tougher than the other ones, but we're making sure that you are set to go. And if you pass that verbal final, you are good to graduate and you'll have access to the lab testing that we all get access to as FDNs, even if you're not a doctor, about 2 or 3 business days later. That's how it goes in summary.
And the interesting thing about this is that this is a, to me, is that this is a real program. So for two different sides of this, for those that are looking to get better, to learn the things behind it and what makes FDN tick and how the lab test and all of that works, number one. Number two, you're going to you're also going to be able to get healthier as you're going through that program, because you essentially are, when you're working with your mentor, that the patient, mm-hmm. right? Like you're the patient, yes. and you're doing actual lab tests on you. And then number three, that rigorous quality control or testing and all the things that happen towards the end in terms of the practicals and all of that, like that ensures that, in my opinion, that if somebody is, they have that certification and that they've been through the course, like this wasn't a cakewalk, like this was difficult. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is, there's no such thing as something for nothing, not in this world yet, at least, right? I mean, the world hasn't gotten that crazy, but mm-hmm. you're going to have to put in work. And just because FDN is an online certification, there's technically no prerequisites. Technically, we've designed it in a way that you can come in without a science background and learn the stuff. You are going to be challenged. And I always tell people, you want that. Do you really think for that you're sure. going to be able to go out and help people with their health or make a solid income if you weren't challenged to do so? All right, there's no such thing as something for nothing. So mm-hmm. yes, it's tough, but we help you. Anyone can do this for sure with the work ethic. That's really what we're looking for. We can help with everything else. You need to come and show up with the work ethic. And people can make great money doing this, man. There are many, many, many FDNs that are doing six figures and well over that because of this program.
Yeah, that's and let's go further into that, like how that piece of it works. I'm glad you brought that up. So then there is also the business opportunity side of things. So tell us more about that.
So Reed is a businessman first and a health person second. And you want that, because I have been a part of some organizations and companies that, I mean, God bless them, the heart was in the right place, but they are good-hearted people first and business people second. Mm-hmm. And typically how that goes is the business is a nightmare for at least some period of time. When you have someone with a business experience first that then finds this passion for health, they know what they're doing. They know how to make money. They know how to charge clients appropriately in a fair and ethical way. That's what you want. So Reed genuinely believes that every single FDN practitioner, if they want to do this full time, that is, should absolutely be able to make six figures within the first year of graduating. And the more I've interviewed people, the more I believe that this is true, and it's more true than ever before, and I'll explain why. But the primary reason is simply that you have a usable system. This actually makes sense. It's predictable. I don't even know if you have health challenges, and I guarantee if you personally, Adam, went through the FDN program, like as a client, I'm going to find something that I can improve in your life, and you are going to be satisfied and happy once you go through that, let alone someone who's coming with an autoimmune diagnosis for 10 years and Western medicine's never been able to help. We are going to be able to find more for them than they ever could have found anywhere else. And so they're happy to pay us. That's what's called ethical business, right? Mm-hmm. Because you take money from someone, you got paid fairly and well for your services, but you also provided them with something that was needed and useful. That's a good way to do business. Mm-hmm. And so we teach you, obviously, the system, which is worth money in and of itself. But now what I'm most excited about, and I'm glad you had Jennifer Woodward on before. I did not know that was the case. Jennifer Woodward, she is the executive director of the Association of FDN Practitioners. So she's the one that hosts basically the group for graduates. She provides advanced business and health training, and not just by herself, but she brings in other people for this. The reason I think it's the best time ever is because just a few months ago, like literally three or four, she came out with something called FDN Business School. FDN Business School is designed for someone who has never even sold lemonade at a lemonade stand when they were a kid. This is for someone with not an entrepreneurial bone in their body, doesn't know the difference between a 1099 and a W-9. And we will take you from that position and in 90 days, help you onboard your first client. You will know what to do. You're going to know the email marketing. You're going to know the sales calls. You're going to know how to generate leads, where to go out and do talks. It is a business school designed specifically for FDN. And in my opinion, they're undercharging the heck out of this right now. I think it's only like $1,000 or $1,500, depending on how you bundle it. This is a phenomenal program. I actually went through it myself. She allowed me to do it just so I could review it. This woman did not miss any I in terms of dotting and did not miss any T in terms of crossing. And so now there's no excuse in FDN. Because before, maybe you have to have a little bit more of an entrepreneurial spirit to go out there and really figure it out. But now it's like, all right, you don't know business? No problem. We'll take care of that for you too. You can come in here with no background in any business stuff or any health stuff. And basically within well, let's say you graduate in 8 months like the normal person, then mm-hmm. add 3 months for business school. In under a year, we'll give you a month for screwing around. You could be out there charging people a very fair price for your services. You're doing great. You're healthier than ever before, and you're helping people. So yeah, the business opportunity is better than ever.
Yeah, it's great. And yeah, come on, Evan. You know I had Jennifer on the show. Have to. Like I said, we're going to get Marie.
She's awesome.
So I want to, let's jump around a bit here. I do want to spend some time on the podcast itself. So mm-hmm. Health Detective Podcast. So as the show stands today, I know you said there's been some change in the content. Like, where does it stand today? Like, what was the idea for the new format?
Thank you. Yeah. And so I encourage anyone that's interested in this topic to check us out. What we are doing primarily is interviewing people who have been through these crazy health challenges. Now, we don't discriminate. So you will hear everything you can imagine. There has been people with bipolar on, people with various cancers, autoimmune diseases. And we even get some really niche stuff sometimes, which we're not necessarily suggesting our program is a magic bullet. I mean, there is a certain limitation on very rare cases that it might be a little tricky. But if nothing else, it's, I don't want to say entertaining because it's not entertaining to hear about someone's struggle, but it is interesting to learn about their life and hear what they have to share. So I interviewed a woman who had allergies, like put in the hospital allergies to almost everything except like 5 or 6 foods at one point. She has to wear around like this suit when she leaves her house, and she's gotten a lot better over time. She invented this very, very restrictive bakery, but it's for people of all types of health issues that need these types of foods. And so if you want to hear about the craziest health stories you've ever heard, this is the place. And you'll also hear how they overcame it. So it's a place to nerd out too. Recently, Adam, we've been talking a little bit more about some business things to really narrow down the content for our practitioners and people who want to do this as work. But the bulk of it is and always will be those health interviews. So if you're struggling yourself, I mean, please go through there and just search through the episodes and see on the title. Like, I always try to list what conditions we're talking about in the titles. So if you've had cystic acne, Graves disease, bipolar, whatever it might be, I guarantee there's an episode for you, or eventually there will be. If you're just someone who wants to hear an inspiring story about someone who's overcome some of the craziest crap ever and now got to the other side, I think it can serve that purpose too. You might be healthy as a horse, but there's something very respectable about listening to another human being that went, I mean, this is true. This has happened.
Yeah.
30 years without having their diagnosis properly treated, finally overcoming it, and then still having enough of a positive mindset to go out and go help other people instead of just feeling sorry for themselves for having 3 decades of their life taken away. If that doesn't inspire you, I don't know what will.
Yeah, that is very inspiring. And I'm curious, Evan. So one of the things that I'm always doing, one of my big missions is to get other people to tell their stories. So you're very courageously getting, you know, many people with health issues and other things in the FDN community and otherwise on your show to tell their story, which is, I think, is huge. I'm curious, as a content creator on the other side of the mic, what would you say to those that are out there that also want to launch their own shows, or they want to help other people tell their stories? Because I feel like a lot of people have that in their heart, but maybe they just haven't taken that step. Like, what has it meant to you?
There's a quote that goes, "The final stage of healing is using what happened to us to help other people." And for me personally, I'm a nerd, but in some ways, I'm the stereotypical male that didn't want to talk about emotions. I don't want to show you any weakness. I'm just going to close that off and repress it. So vulnerability at one point in my life was my biggest weakness, lack of vulnerability, that is. But now a willingness to be vulnerable is my biggest asset. It gets me paid, actually, and it helps other people. So it's kind of an amazing thing, because as you know, I do speaking in schools outside of this. And so I'm getting up there to kids, which is the second worst audience that you can have other than inmates, just so you guys know. They're waiting for you to lose. They're waiting for you to screw up. And I'm getting out there and pouring my heart out, but I've seen what that can do. I mean, it can literally save a life depending on the story that you're telling. So if you're the content creator, there's really two things. One, if you're sharing your own personal story, is just know there is someone out there, no matter how unrelatable you think you are. I promise you, someone's listening. I have experienced this so many times. Someone is listening. But on the other end, if you're a content creator that maybe wants to interview other people and you're trying to get it out of them, the best advice I could ever give, because it's so funny, I have no other experience interviewing except out of podcasts. It's not like I went through school for this. And these guests will always say, "Wow, man, that was a great interview. Like, what do you know about this?" And I don't necessarily, by the way, think I'm a great interviewer. Yeah. I'm not saying that about myself. I just know the secret. I am genuinely interested in the other human being that's sitting across from me on that Zoom call or Riverside or whatever platform we might be using that day. And I care about them enough when they're coming on that the fact that they had the guts to share some of the worst times of their life. That's how you be a good interviewer. That's how you be a good host. So that's my advice, no matter what route you're taking, whether it's a personal story or trying to get the story out of someone else, is know that someone's out there listening, or just be respectful enough and kind enough to be genuinely interested in the individual who's taking the time out of their day to help you.
Yeah. And I try to, I love that you say that, that there's always somebody out there listening. Cause one of the things that I try to tell people is like, don't get caught up in the numbers. You have two people listening, you got five, you got 10, you got 100. I mean, be thankful and know that you're helping that person. That person's giving you a piece of their time, yeah, a piece of their life to tune in. So don't worry about the other side and don't compare yourselves to other people. And, oh, you know, Evan looks good and he knows how to do this and he's a professional. I can't do it like him. Or I don't want to wear a suit and tie like Adam. I don't want to wear a suit and tie either. That's not the point. That's the brand. But you don't have to be Evan. You don't have to be Adam. You don't have to be who insert your favorite podcaster or brand's name there. You don't have to be any of them. Just be yourself. And to me, in my experience, is that, you know, the right person that's supposed to hear your message and that is going to connect with your content, they will. They will. Wow. And then what'll happen over time is it'll kind of surprise you, because there's this thing called having a catalog or a body of work that allows you to help more people. And it's my hope that, at least with our catalog here at Mission Matters, that over time, more and more people will benefit from those shows that we've recorded a long time ago, which has been the case now that, you know, we're many years into this, but that was the original vision. But if you're sitting out there and you're watching this and you're thinking about, my story, I don't have anything to say. I do this or I do that, or it's not true. Like, you will be able to help people with your story. And the people that will benefit from the content you create are going to be your own audience. You're not going to be Evan's audience, not going to be Adam's audience, not going to be anybody else's audience. They'll be your audience that tune in because they want to hear you.
I love that you said this. I got to add something to that, if I may. Mm-hmm. When I do the speaking in the schools, there is some forms of presentations. It's not often for me, but it happens, where I speak with a counselor. And what we do is we go in at night and we talk to parents and possibly sometimes students, but mostly parents that showed up. Mm-hmm. It is unfortunately not because people are being lazy. It's mostly because people are so damn busy in today's world. But unfortunately, often parents don't really show up to these things. Mm-hmm. And I hate to, because I'm not trying to call these people out, because they might watch this or on my social media, but I've said this to their face too, and I stand by this, because you brought up the numbers thing, right? About like 100 or whatever. That is ego. When we got to a parent talk to one night, and this happened with a few different counselors that I worked with, and two people showed up. It was like a couple, like a, you know, mom and a dad. And they whispered to me before we got started, like, because we normally do 40, 45 minute presentations each. It's an hour and a half. And they said, all right, well, let's just cut it down a little bit tonight. We do 20, 30 minutes. Now, remember, I'm not saying this wouldn't even be relevant for any topic. Fine.
Yeah.
But we're talking about mental health there, suicide prevention, drug overdoses, things like that. Mm-hmm. So I looked at this person. I said, I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to be rude, but we're talking about something pretty important, right? So they said, yes. I'm like, you agree that this could potentially change a life or save a life? Yeah. And would you also agree that if no one else showed up, but these two did, they probably need to hear this? They also agreed with that. So I said, at what number of people exactly do I start lessening my quality of presentation for my ego? Is it 10 people? Is that when I cut it from 45 minutes to 20? Is it 15? So 100 people, that's when I can give my full presentation. But two, they don't deserve that. Yeah. That makes no sense to me. And when you start breaking it down number by number and you ask them, well, what number do we lower the count at? Is it 5? Is it 10? you get a deer in headlights stare because it makes no sense. So you know, you share the words and they shall come, right? I forget what it is. I think it's speak and they shall come. I started this, Adam, I was telling your producer before this, I started podcasting for mental health 5 years ago, maybe four, on my iPhone on Anchor. And I just had people do audio stuff. We had episodes with 15 downloads. That was it sometimes. And I got messages from some people saying that this changed the course of their life. Get your ego out of it. Pick something that you actually care about and the numbers don't matter. And guess what? Then the numbers come in. That's the irony.
Yeah, exactly correct. And it's been my similar journey as well. So for everybody listening that has heard me preach that message over and over and over again, you got a second co-signer there, and I'm sure I'm going to start asking more people their experience with that as well, so that there'll be even more testimonials on what we should all be as creators out there focusing on. It's the content. It's how we're going to help people. Well, Evan, I have to say it has been, Reed told me that you were the man and that I had to have you on this show. And he was right. He did not disappoint, nor did I think he would. I just have to ask. Well, first off, it's been great having you on the show. And I just have to ask, what's next? I mean, what's next for you? What's next for the podcast? What's next for your career?
That's a good question. I'm in a weird place right now. I'm not preaching this. This is my personal thing. It's not the company's thing. I recently went from an atheist to someone who gave his life to Christ. So yeah. I think there is some podcasting and speaking with that topic in my future. In terms of what it means for FDN, I will never stop with these guys.
By the way. Congratulations. Thank you. Like, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. With FDN, they know the only way I'm leaving is if they kick me out. So I'm here for as long as need be. And I see us expanding this podcast more and more. We are getting increasingly larger numbers of downloads. We are learning to do some tricks, right? YouTube shorts, Instagram reels, longer form on YouTube, because people are really connecting with this. And so whatever that means, the spiritual side with that, I know that these are both parts of my journey here on this earth in my heart. And my goal is to just serve both of those as much as possible and expand those so that people can hear these messages. And I don't mean to answer that in like kind of a generic way, because that's not very specific, but we are doing so much behind the scenes that it would take 30, 40 minutes just to explain that. So just know we're not stopping anytime soon. We're going to do more interviews, more educational stuff, more content, so all types of people can hear this. But I'm personally not stopping until every single person in this world that has health issues gets to have an ability to participate with everyone on that level playing field. There are people out there right now, I'm not trying to be pessimistic on the last thing on the show, there are people out there right now that are going to die from their disease that would have made changes in their health because they never knew about it. That's not fair. So once those people are covered, and they, if they want to choose whatever they want to choose, that's totally fine. But if they don't even know that there's a choice, that's not fair. So I'll take a rest when that's done.
Yeah. Evan, if somebody wants to follow up and to connect and to follow you in your journey, what's the best way for them to do that?
FDN training. I do a lot of stuff there, and that is the place for functional diagnostic nutrition. So that's FDN training on Instagram, FDNtraining.com as well. If you want to follow me personally, I post a lot of FDN stuff, but also other things, a lot of weird stuff too. So fun, weird, like cold plunges and random things. That's Evan_Transu, because my idiot self has lost Evan Transu and Evan_Transu. So now I'm Evan_ on Instagram. All
right. Awesome. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so that our audience can just click on the links and head right on over and check you out. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time engaging with the Mission Matters episode or tuning in, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, and experts, and having them share their mission, their vision, the reason behind their mission, and really what we can all learn from that so that we can all grow together. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or entertaining to you, hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Evan, again, it has been awesome having you on the show. Wishing you much more continued success. Thanks again for coming on.
Thank you so much, Adam.